Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Walmart announces plans to focus on e-commerce. Bing has unveiled its new expanded device targeting tool. And South Korean men have been shown to spend far more time on their mobile devices than women. Walmart has shared plans to invest heavily into the e-commerce side of the business as it attempts to move away from its brick-and-mortar stores. The company currently has over 11,000 stores around the world, but CEO Doug McMillon said during the announcement that the company over time is going to look more like an e-commerce company. Currently, the top competitor in Walmart's biggest markets is Amazon, who currently make more than 7 times the amount of money online per year as Walmart. However, Walmart has also announced that it has doubled the number of shares it previously held in the Chinese online marketplace JD. Following multiple high-profile deals so far in 2016, including a $3 billion US dollar acquisition of Jet.com, Walmart announced that it now owns over 10% of the shares in JD, up from 5%, in order to help the company grow e-commerce even faster in China. Bing has recently announced that it plans to launch a new feature for search campaigns called Expanded Device Targeting. According to a post on its blog, the new tool is designed to give advertisers more control in their audience targeting strategy and allowing the user to set their individual bid adjustments by device type. The devices that will be affected by the new tool will be desktop, mobile, and tablets, and will offer a larger range of adjustments for all device types, even allowing companies to completely opt out of advertising on all mobile devices. Bing stated that the reason behind the introduction of the expanded device targeting tool is due to user feedback concerning lack of control of bid adjustments in the past. The move comes around 10 weeks after Google launched its own smart bidding feature, allowing advertisers to adjust their settings dependent on device. A survey from WiseApp concerning the use of mobile Android devices in Korea has shown that men spend more time on their smartphones than women. It was reported that at the start of August this year, males spent 3 hours per day on average on their device, 15 minutes longer than women. It was also revealed that over the same period, younger users spent far more time on their phones than their older compatriots. The survey showed that whilst those aged between 10 and 19 spent over 4 hours on their smartphones on average, those in their 20s spent nearly half an hour less doing the same, whilst those over 50 spent less than 25% of the time on their devices compared to teenagers. Internet penetration has seen a substantial increase in Chile, according to data from Q2 this year. Compared to a number of around 12 million internet users in the country at the end of 2015, by June 2016, there were over 14 million users. The data comes from a report published by Subtel, which also shows a rise in penetration in the country of over 10% from 67.9% to 78.1%. Subtel, the Chilean telecoms regulator, said that the rise was likely due to the increase in 4G connections, which have seen an annual increase of 266%. Telecommunications Minister Andre Gomez Lobo has also added that the growth would continue due to upcoming changes to connection speed in the country. And finally, MasterCard has launched a unique new technology that allows users to pay for goods with a selfie. Due to be made available across Europe in the coming days, MasterCard has called the new payment service Identity Check Mobile and has already been trialed in small areas in the US and Canada. The finance company explains that Identity Check Mobile has been designed to make the online payment experience near frictionless without making any compromises on safety and security. Identity Check Mobile will work by only processing a payment after the consumer has taken a picture of themselves that has then been recognized from a database. The service will also be able to accept fingerprints. MasterCard has said that once it's been fully rolled out in Europe, Identity Check Mobile will be released worldwide. That's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.